We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Trump administration had invited your Philadelphia Eagles to attend the White House. Yuck it up. Trump throws a football. They throw it to him. Talk with him, maybe behind the scenes, pitch something, you know? That's how it works. And there's a lot of angst about that in Philadelphia. In one Twitter poll that I saw, 58% of people said, no, don't go. If you come to the Tiffany Diner tomorrow, I tweaked this a little bit with Walter Kosk, our promotions guy. Our straw poll question is going to be, will you be upset if your Philadelphia Eagles do not go to the White House to meet President Trump as Super Bowl champions? I put that in rather than just the yes or no, just to see if people will be or not. Will that register? Will they go, eh, I don't care. Meaning, yeah, they probably don't want him to go. All right, so we'll see how that plays out tomorrow. But a company called BetDSI sent us something yesterday that was really intriguing. They're offering odds on whether or not the Philadelphia Eagles will visit President Trump. Also, the over-under, I love over-unders, of the total number of players on the current Eagles roster that will skip the White House visit. I got to say, these guys are professionals, but I think this is pretty high. I would have put it at 4.5. Will President Trump rescind the White House invitation to the Eagles? Say, never mind. We'll give you the odds on that. Joining us is Scott Cooley, who is a BetDSI spokesman here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hot Tub line. Hey, Scott, welcome in. Tell us, what do you guys do exactly?
Well, Dom, we are, first of all, thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
We are a licensed website, gaming website, where clients and members and users can access our website online and gamble on a host of different things, from sports to horse racing to casino and poker.
Got any Trump bets going on other than this? Got any Trump impeachment bets or you doing anything like that?
We don't have anything currently on the board, Dom, but we recently just re-released, it was, I think, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we did odds on who will the next member of the Trump administration be fired, the next person to be fired.
Wow. Now, I would thought people are actually betting, because, Scott, some of these guys are in the weeds, like, how many people out there are going to say, oh, yeah, Scott Pruitt, he's the next to go? I know him and listeners know him, but, the average American, Scott Pruitt, who's that guy,
Right, yes. I think we did about 25 people in the administration. I think really mostly just the main members. We didn't go too deep, but I could, I think we did actually have Pruitt on that list.
Okay. Wow.
So it was actually a pretty well received prop bet by our by our clients and got a fairly good action.
Well, I love the prop bet. I'm a huge fan of all, particularly over and unders. I think life is a big over and under. Anybody can say vague stuff, but it comes down to that exact spot. So I want to go to that one first in a second. But give your website, Scott Cooley. Where can people find you?
Sure, it's just bet. DSI.eu. BetDSI.eu is where we're available.
What's the EU for, Scott?
It's tagged as a European website. We're actually not based in Europe. We are in San Jose, Costa Rica. And it was just a compliance issue, with the United States. The US government seized a bunch of domain names back in 2009, I believe.
Okay.
And so we just had to make
okay. Let me start with the one, and you could break it down what these numbers mean. But you set the over and under on players on the current Eagles roster because Torrey Smith is not. He's one that said he wouldn't go. The Garrett Blunt is not on the roster and won't be. There are two that I know of that would not go. You set the over under at 10.5 players. Wow. That may or may not go. And over the over and the under, you have negative 115. Does that mean you have to bet $115 to win 100?
That is correct. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that is correct.
So why 10.5? How did you arrive at that?
You know, we examined the, you know, the current roster, as you mentioned. A couple of guys would not be making a trip regardless because they're not on the current roster. And we looked at what happened last year. You know, the Patriots had, I think, 68 players on their current roster at that point, and half of them didn't make the trip. Not all of them out of protest, but, you know, many, you know, Tom Brady actually didn't even make the trip because of personal reasons or what it may be. So we given the influx of the current roster between now and the start of the NFL regular season, we felt comfortable putting it at 10.5. There's other guys that, you know, Malcolm Jenkins has, secondary buddies out there. You know, Rodney McLeod, he's probably not going to go. You know, he was one that would always raise his fist in protest. I mean, there's other guys that we know that aren't going to go. That haven't been, I guess, as vocal or as publicized in the media.
Gotcha. Now let me go to the seminal question, and it's very nicely put. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles visit the White House before September 6, 2018, the opening day, I guess, of the NFL. Yes is plus 150. That means I have to bet 150 to win 100. No is negative 200. What does that mean?
Actually, you got just a little bit backwards there, Dom. Yes, it's plus 150, so you risk 100 to win 150. That's kind of the underdog.
Okay, right. Okay.
And then no is minus 200, risk 200 to win a net of 100 or a total 300 back.
So you guys are betting, and the smart money is saying the Eagles will visit before September 6th.
Will not visit.
Will not visit.
Correct. Will the Eagles visit before September? No is the favorite at minus 200.
Why is that?
So that's tough. We don't think it's going to get done. To be honest with you, we're given you know their ownership and the climate of the locker room. Both parties have come out and said, oh yeah, we're working on a date. It seems to be a bit of posturing by them. We don't really believe they're working on a date, or if they are, things have stalled. And I don't think, you know, especially ever since everything that happened with the Warriors and them being, you know, kind of being public with their comments about anti-Trump, I think we're going to start seeing more and more professional franchises as this, you know, tradition has gone on, continue to, I guess, rebuff Trump in a sense and not take their visit.
Now, I didn't see yet, but have you put up the Villanova odds? We're the center of winners right now. And then I'm going to ask you to project the Sixers odds. I would say the Sixers will not visit President Trump in any way, shape, or form. I would be willing to bet that right now if you have that up there, I'll bet. But let's start with Villanova. What do you think about Villanova?
I think Villanova would be favored to visit, and because the collegiate players are on less of a platform in order to give their voice, their disdain or their opinion or their happiness with the current administration. I think that the schools, the universities, the program do not want to bring that sort of attention.
But North Carolina did not go.
That is correct. That is correct. It's interesting. I don't know, and I think, like I said, I think, you know, we won't see the WNBA champion, the Minnesota Lynx go. We won't see a lot of different, you know, champions. As has become tradition, I think that a lot of them start forfeiting. At least in this current administration.
Yeah, I hear you. Boy, I'm fascinated. I'm going to go on your site each day. It's great fodder. Would you give it again, please, Scott Okoye, where people can go?
Absolutely. It's betbsi.eu.
BetDSI.eu. Hey, Scott, thank you very much. Keep us in the loop, would you please? And let us know of anything that you think we might be interested in. Happy to have you back.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dom. Have a great one.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.